for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Good morning. 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, we are the rooster for your morning news consumption. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano, and sitting in for Wally Pipp this morning, as well as doing her normal hosting duties, I am very delighted to say a big hello to Juliet Huddy.
Oh, hello. Who is Wally Pipp?
Well, the legend goes,
right, and
it's not
Curtis
exactly
legend.
True, but the legend goes that Wally Pipp was feeling ill, whether he was hit in the head or whether he had a headache or something more serious, and he had to, he was the starting first baseman for the New York Yankees for about 10 years, and then Lou Gehrig replaced him in the lineup, and then Lou Gehrig went on to play 2,137 consecutive baseball games and set a new record. So now people only know Wally Pipp as the person who was the first baseman before Lou Gehrig.
Thank
because
you.
He needed a day
Thank
off.
You for that 45-minute explanation. All you had to do was say Wally Pipp lost his job, some other guy replaced him. But yeah. I appreciate your details. Frank is obviously going to be here, as you just heard him speak for 45 minutes on that last little flip there. Sid is in with Sports at 5:15. I'm only kidding. I love you, Frank. And here's what you're going to be talking about besides Wally Pipp today. We have more details on what is next for Derek Chauvin. Also, a big birthday, and it's not Sid's, finally. It is a big birthday girl overseas in the UK. We'll talk about Queen Elizabeth. And also in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. Two dreamy countries, Frank. They're both islands, and they're both offering incredible incentives to vacation with them. And I'm going to tell you what you have to do.
Interesting. Yep. Wow. Well, a guy that is no stranger to dreamy islands is a man that knows traffic better than anybody, and that is Joe Nolan. How's the traffic looking this morning, Joe?
Replaced by some guy. That's Lou Gehrig.
Exactly.
Lou Gehrig.
Thank you. Joe, thank you.
Lou Gehrig, 340 lifetime hitter.
Just get on.
You see
with
what
your
I have to deal with
traffic.
On a regular basis here.
8,000 at bats, 2,700 hits.
He's no Cal Ripken.
Oh, don't even get me started about Cal Ripken.
Don't you even start with Cal Ripken, my friend?
Not even. He was a compiler. He wasn't Lou Gehrig.
Oh.
Both ways on the Deegan were slow to the George Washington Bridge. An accident on that ramp, then outbound on the Gowanus at 6th Avenue. A disabled that's in the left lane. Now, Staten Island bound for Rosano upper level. Again, some maintenance there. That'll continue. And then we also have maintenance on the southbound Jersey Turnpike, the outer roadway approaching Interchange 14. That overnight maintenance is going on. And alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect. This report of service to LifeLock. Identity thieves love tax forms of personal info to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Promo code RISK. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Otherwise known as the punk of the Pulaski Skyway. All right, today from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we're going to have scattered thunderstorms starting in the morning. They'll become more widespread this afternoon. So we went from a pretty nice day yesterday to a pretty lousy day, as I told you was going to happen. We may have some strong gusty winds, so be careful. Once we head into tomorrow, we're going to have some cool temperatures. We're only going to get up to about 52 degrees on Thursday, mostly cloudy skies. But by Friday, the sun comes out again and the temperatures soar to 65 degrees. Saturday's looking pretty decent, 67 degrees, cloudy skies. We may have some rain on Sunday. But currently, Frank, the temperature in New York City is 57 degrees.
All right. Well, quite a bit happening, and so much of it has to do with yesterday's verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. State and local leaders here in New York are responding to the guilty verdict in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer. Mayor Bill de Blasio tweeted a message that read in part, "Make no mistake, today's verdict is not the end. This is the beginning as we continue to create real reforms in policing and make a safer country for all Americans." Governor Andrew Cuomo released a statement that read in part, "The guilty verdicts were a powerful statement of accountability that can give Floyd's family well-deserved closure."
Yeah, we'll have a little more information throughout the morning on that Chauvin guilty verdict. But as you heard in news, it's going to be up to the judge to decide his ultimate fate. Chauvin chose to have the judge make that decision rather than the jury. Probably a smart move. I don't know. Maybe not. But in the meantime, he is heading for a maximum security facility. He has been placed on suicide watch. Oak Park Heights is Minnesota's only maximum security prison. It's got a lot of really bad dudes in there, about 500 of the most dangerous inmates in the country, right there on the Wisconsin border. Authorities say he will be under close watch, not just because of concerns that he'll harm himself, but all, I mean, let's be honest, also so that he isn't himself harmed. Obviously, prisons are not exactly the greatest places for guys who just left a career as police officer. Meantime, folks are watching the verdict, wondering what that scribble was on his hands as he was being handcuffed. Reports claim it wasn't a message to anyone. It was just his lawyer's phone number.
Well, leaders from Black Lives Matter of Greater New York are applauding the guilty verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. Leaders announced the news to a crowd at Union Square. That crowd erupted into cheers and began chanting, "Black Lives Matter."
And President Biden told the nation yesterday that the verdict in the Chauvin case sends the message that no one is, quote, above the law. He also demanded new action to honor George Floyd after the killing. He called a stain on the nation's soul. He was speaking from the White House after that jury turned in the guilty verdict. And once again, he says no one should be above the law. Today's verdict sends that message, but it is not enough and it cannot stop here.
The guilty verdict also was well received by a group of people who gathered in Brooklyn. They gathered outside the Barclays Center last night and cheered as they heard the verdict come down. Barclays Center had served as a starting point for many of the protests. So it's going to be interesting to see what we are in store for the rest of the week. But at least as it stands now, none of these demonstrations, I guess because the result was what some of the demonstrators wanted, none of the demonstrations seem the least bit violent or out of control at all.
No, there was still antipathy being hurled at the police from some people, but it wasn't overwhelming as far as I understood. But Bob Brown will be coming back a little bit later in the news to sort of flesh some of that out from the local perspective. Also, you know, you remember there are three remaining officers who've been charged in that murder, and they are going to be going on trial in August. J. Alexander Kung, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao were on the scene that fateful day in May. They are scheduled for a joint trial, and it's expected, Frank, to get underway on August 23rd. Each of these guys were fired after Floyd's death, and they were arrested, but all have remained free on $750,000 bail. They have all been charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. And apparently the state's attorney general's office is going to try to add a third-degree murder charge against them at a hearing, which is scheduled for May 20th, I believe.
All right. Well, Governor Phil Murphy has signed a bill into law that lets New Jersey police and firefighters retire early. The measure has been dubbed the burnout bill. It lets public safety officers with 20 years of service in the next 2 years retire with a pension regardless of their age. Current law limits the early retirement benefits for workers hired after 2000 to those older than 55 years. The unions who pushed for the law say it corrects a misinterpretation of an earlier law that created the early retirement benefit in the first place.
All righty, guys, if you haven't been vaccinated, please do it now. That is the message from health experts who say we may never reach herd immunity. Mayo Clinic infectious disease professor Dr. Gregory Poland suggests that reaching herd immunity will happen when around 80 to 85% of the population is vaccinated. But the latest surveys show 20% of Americans are still hesitant, meaning that if you're going by this professor's number, that 80 to 85% threshold, we are not going to get to herd immunity here in the U.S. That officials say will lead to more variants and the possibility of more strains that can infect younger, healthy people. Poland believes the virus will become, as he says, endemic, which means that it's going to be around for a long time and ultimately may be harder to control.
Well, by a margin of nearly 2-1, voters in Clifton, New Jersey, have approved a $168 million referendum for schools. The results are not yet official because absentee ballots can be counted until April 26th, But school officials say the results look pretty positive. The state will pay for one-third of the cost of the referendum, or about $55 million. Much of the money will go towards upgrading heating and cooling systems in 18 of 19 schools where the systems are at least 60 years old.
Well, and also coming up in the news a little bit later, Bob Brown is going to tell us about how New Jersey is stepping up to the plate and helping students pay their college tuition, which I'm sure is a very, very welcome thing. All right, it is 5:14. And Mr. Rosenberg is here 2 days after his big birthday.
Who apparently thinks I talk too much about UFOs. If the commentary,
you're a crazy person. I did a whole segment on you yesterday.
Yeah, I heard. I was flattered.
It was actually very, very funny.
Thank you.
And you're not alone at this station. A bunch
no.
of crazy people.
Well, that's the whole point. No, we are not alone in this universe.
That's right. Exactly sure. right, Frank.
Sure. Well, oh, you're with
Laugh
him also.
All you want.
That's right.
Really, Juliet?
Yes.
Wow.
I was one of you. I was a non-believer until I started watching some of these videos taken from our own military fighter pilots that cannot be explained, and listening to them freaking out. Right. I am officially a UFO boy.
When you get abducted by a green figure, then we'll talk. Then I'll say, okay,
as long as it's not purple, I'll be fine.
Let's get to the baseball. The Yankees snapped their 5-game losing streak finally last night. They got a win, beat the Braves 3-1. Taillon, a nice start. 4 shutout innings from the bullpen. Yankees improved to 6-10. And skipper Aaron Boone knows this was a big win.
You know, at the end of the day, it's about shaking hands and being a part of something that a lot of people had a hand in. I felt that way tonight. So it's definitely nice to get it going, you know, against obviously a tough opponent and a really tough pitcher on the mound for them.
Gio Urshela hit his second home run of the year. The Yankees remain a half game behind Toronto in last place inside the AL East. The Mets, they lost 3-1 to the Cubs last night. Jake Arrieta improved to 3-1 for Chicago. Metsies find themselves now at 7-5. There is still a game and a half up on Philadelphia atop the NL East. Basketball last night, the Nets, another big win, 134-129 over New Orleans. Kyrie Irving led the way with 32 points, and his coach was all about Kyrie after the win.
They were very difficult shots Kyrie made down the stretch tonight as well. So, you know, we talked it over, and sometimes that's just what you ask of your superstar players.
Joe Harris chipped in 24. The Nets are now 20 games over 500. Half game back of the 76ers for the top spot in the East. The Knicks, they're now the 5 spot in the East. They won their 7th in a row last night. 7 in a row. Improved to 32-27 on the season. Beat the Hornets 109-97. 24 for R.J. Barrett and a double-double for Julius Randle. On the ice last night, the Rangers playoff push took a little bit of a stop last night. The Islanders destroyed the Rangers by a final score of 6-1. And finally, the Devils are out of it. No longer in contention. They had a 6-goal comeback, but still lost to the Penguins 7-6. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan.
Well, both ways on the Deegan, the ramp to the George Washington Bridge. There was an accident up there earlier. That has now been cleared. All lanes have been reopened. Outbound on the Gowanus at 6th Avenue, a disabled. That's in the left lane. Get way on over to the right as you come on out to that one. Now, Staten Island bound Verrazano, that upper level is still shut. That for maintenance. Same thing on the Jersey Turnpike. The entire outer roadway. Again, the overnight road work. Mass transit in good shape at this point. An alternate side again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on 77 WABC.
Thank you from the dude of the Deegan, Joe Nolan. It is 57 degrees right now in New York City from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today is going to be really lousy. We'll have scattered thunderstorms beginning in the morning and lasting throughout the day. We're also going to be having some pretty strong gusty winds. So just FYI, be careful out there. Going into tomorrow, it actually clears up, although it is going to be a lot cooler. We're going to have 66 today as the high. Tomorrow, we're dipping way down to 52 degrees. We will have some sun. We also will have some clouds, and those winds are probably going to continue, and we even may get some gusts over about 40 mile an hour tomorrow. So just FYI on that one. By Friday, things look pretty nice, though. Lots of sun, high around 65 degrees. That's a great way to start the weekend. Saturday, things look pretty decent. Mix of clouds and sun, 67 degrees, and we may have some rain back on Sunday, but hopefully it'll go away by the time we get there. And again, it is 57 degrees in New York City. Frank is giving us the jobless numbers coming up. Also, in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, a vaxation. It's not a vacation. but it is a vacation with vaccinations, and it is happening. I'm going to tell you which dream vacation spot is not only allowing Americans, but they're offering you vaccines and a welcome mat to percolate.
It sounds alluring. All right. Well, the opening bell rings this morning after stocks dropped again yesterday as an alarming spike in COVID cases worldwide overshadows strong corporate earnings so far from the first quarter. At the close, the Dow Jones fell 256 points, the S&P 500 lost 28 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 128 points. New and existing home sales for March will be out this week. Existing home sales will be out on Thursday, and new home sales will be out on Friday. The highly anticipated weekly jobless numbers will be out tomorrow. Economists expect to see the first-time claims for unemployment benefits rising, Juliet.
You know those, remember the iMac computers that came out, the ones that had those really cool colors? Everyone was like,
yes.
Complete, like 20 years ago?
Yes, it was like a keyboard and a monitor in one, right?
No. This was the one that had, it looked like a big bubble, and it was like, you know, it was in purple.
Yes.
And,
I remember.
Oh, I loved it. And I was like, why did they get rid of that? Well, people, 2021 is looking a lot like the 90s, at least if you looked at the new Apple products unveiled in their spring loaded event Tuesday. I got to say, I've never been excited about like an Apple revealing, but yesterday I saw this. I was like, oh, I got to break my phone so I could get a new one. Apple added a massive splash of color to its devices. So they have their new iPhone 12 option. It is a posh purple. It's really cute. Plus, the new iMac computers have come out, and they're about to come out. They're in a rainbow of spring shades, very much like those colors from back in the 90s, and they include a new FaceTime HD camera, studio-quality mics, and a six-speaker sound system. They're also the first to come with Touch ID, so it's easier to log in, it's easier to make purchases or switch profiles, and the posh purple phone and the rockin' rainbow-colored iMacs, I'm determining that's the name of them. They will be set for ordering on Friday, so you can start that on Friday, and then Apple expects to start shipping them sometime in the second half of May.
So it sounds like you're sold. You're getting one of these.
I mean, I'm really not ready to turn my phone in quite yet, but just should it fall maybe out of a 10-story building accidentally?
Should it be struck by a bolt of lightning or hang
should
itself
it be
in its jail cell?
Yeah, well, that, exactly. What is that from?
It's from The Godfather, one of the most famous films of all time.
Yes, I don't know. I didn't see it like once, I think. But anyway, it's very nice. I really am very excited. Yes.
All right. Well, you were talking earlier, Juliet, about this horrible, deadly shooting at the Long Island grocery store. Senator Chuck Schumer is responding to that shooting. The Democratic lawmaker tweeting a message that reads in part, "I'm praying for the families of those impacted and for our first responders. This Senate must and will move forward on legislation to help stop the epidemic of gun violence."
Christian, I didn't prepare you for this, but we are having a royal alert. So please get the Royal Alert sounder going. A hearty happy birthday to Queen Elizabeth II. She turns 95 today. It is, of course, expected to be a more somber affair than her milestone 90th birthday. Obviously, myriad factors, including the pandemic and just the fact that it happened days after the funeral of her husband of 73 years, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, who died on April 9th in his private apartment at Windsor Castle. Queen at his side. He was just a few weeks shy of his 100th birthday. That was supposed to be in June.
Well, in Newark today, a civil rights group plans to rally to protest police brutality after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin was, of course, found guilty on charges of murder and manslaughter. And now a group called the People's Organization for Progress plans a protest this afternoon at the Lincoln statue in Newark. A spokesman for the group says he views the verdict as a victory and signals the need for more police reform.
All right, well, let's lighten things up. Are you a Harry Potter guy?
I'm not. I have seen a couple of those films because occasionally they get nominated for Oscars, mm-hmm. and I try to see everything that's nominated for an Oscar, but I'm not a Harry Potter person, no.
I mean, I don't really expect that I would be either. I've never seen any of the films, but apparently, obviously, they're incredibly popular with people, and apparently fans are going to be freaking out because you're going to be able to visit the official Harry Potter flagship store, which is going to be in the heart of New York City. It's right next to the Flatiron Building on Broadway. I believe it is starting to take guests June 3rd. And it's got like a, they say it's going to set a whole new standard, Frank, for themed retail. They're going to have incredible design, exquisite craftsmanship, handcrafted props. I mean, it's basically going to be like a movie set, but a store, and you'll have interactive elements and exclusive products. It invites fans to experience the wizarding world in a brand new way, whatever the heck that
means. It's going to be a nice thing for fans of the
I guess
the
so,
series,
yeah.
Especially for children, I
yeah.
think.
I mean, they do some pretty incredible things there with some of these stores, like the Nike stores and so forth. But this, apparently, is just going to take it to another level. It's three floors, 21,000 square feet, and apparently it will house the largest collection of Harry Potter and Fantastic wow. Beasts products under one roof, whatever Fantastic Beasts are.
American Airlines is bringing back hundreds of pilots as travel demand is picking up. All recalled pilots will return by August, with 300 to be hired by December, and double that next year. This comes days after the airline said it would be rehiring 200 flight attendants who were on voluntary leave because of the pandemic. The airline industry, of course, as you've been chronicling in your Jet Set Juliet mm-hmm. travel reports, made major cuts last year, but is now preparing for an incredibly busy summer.
Yeah, I have been talking about that. And in fact, the domestic airlines expect the traffic to be basically around 90% of what it was before the pandemic hit. So that's pretty good. That's a pretty good jump back. And I just hope that that's actually the case. Okay, Frank, very quickly, this is a like jaw dropper of a story. A disturbing drama unfolding up in Westchester County. A high school girl is allegedly raped in a school stairwell by a known bully, the school pointing the blame at her. The court documents allege that the boy attacked this 14-year-old girl in a stairwell at New Rochelle High School, choking and raping her. But the school's lawyers suggest she was to blame, saying there was a, quote, assumption of risk and contributory fault on her part. Now, the suspect was arrested shortly after the incident. His records are sealed because of his age. A school spokesman blames the insurance carrier and the firm that they hired. But here's the thing. CCTV captured footage of the attack. The victim's family is now suing the district for unspecified damages.
Awful.
Ugh.
Awful. All right, 5:27, time for traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan, who's got your traffic and transit.
Well, still has delays coming outbound on the Gowanus, Frank, getting out towards 6th Avenue. Again, that stall left lane going to be out of service. You're backed up now getting towards Industry City. Now, if you're going to be getting to the George Washington Bridge or the cross box from the Deegan, that earlier accident right at the top of that ramp has now been cleared up and out of the way. They're in the process of picking the construction up in Connecticut on I-95. But as you travel northbound on the New England Thruway between New Rochelle and Fenimore Road, there's a construction. Two lanes are out there. Mass Transit's good, though. An alternate side again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, Joe. Thank you. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. It's right around the corner. And out-of-this-world vacation for the space junkie in your life. Wait till you hear this. But first, let's get to some headlines. From the RSCSolutions.com news desk, I am Juliet Huddy. I'm in for Deb Valentine. New Jersey is stepping up to the plate in helping students pay their college tuition. WABC's Bob Brown reports.
Governor Phil Murphy is highlighting the Garden State Guarantee Initiative.
The college debt crisis, we all know, is not just in New Jersey, but everywhere in our country is unmistakable. And the prospect of student debt means too many students forego college altogether.
He explains the program will provide 2 years tuition free at New Jersey's four-year public colleges and universities. This will give students with an annual gross income of $65,000 or less the opportunity to receive a tuition-free education at these schools. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Terrifying moments yesterday for supermarket shoppers after a man opens fire, killing one person and injuring two others. It happened right around 11 a.m. at a busy Stop and Shop in the Cherry Valley Shopping Center. That's in West Hempstead on Long Island. Police ultimately arrested 31-year-old Gabriel DeWitt Wilson. They say he showed up for work there. He made a beeline to an office on the second floor of the building, shot a male and a female, then went into the manager's office next door and shot him, killing him. Wilson was apparently a cart collector in the parking lot. He fled the scene but was picked up a few hours later nearby. And another shooting to tell you about, this time up in Harlem. Cops say a 31-year-old man was hit during some sort of gun battle at an apartment complex Monday night. Officials say at least 50 shots were fired. Not sure exactly how many people. It was a kind of confusing situation, but it happened all in the building's courtyard on West 142nd Street a little before midnight. Police say 31-year-old Jose Munoz was shot in the hand. He ran into an apartment. Police ran into that apartment, found a weapon with him. Munoz was treated for a non-life-threatening injury, and apparently charges against him are pending. Cops say he has a record, including assault and resisting arrest. Meantime, one officer on the scene was taken to St. Luke's Hospital and treated for tinnitus, or, of course, ringing in the ears. And a tragic story to tell you about. A little boy is killed when a piece of furniture falls on him. It happened on Park Avenue in the East Harlem area on Monday night. Officials say this 7-year-old little boy was apparently in his mom's bedroom and playing around, and she heard the door close. She also heard a big bang. She tried to get in, could not get into the doors, pushing and pushing, couldn't do it. She had to call firefighters. Firefighters had to break down that bedroom door, and that is where they found the child underneath a large dresser. He was rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Authorities say they do not suspect foul play. From the RSCSolutions.com newsroom, I'm Juliet Huddy.
Protest Tuesday night in Columbus, Ohio, as body cam footage shows an officer shooting a black teen.
It showed an officer approaching what appears to be a fight between girls. One girl appears to be trying to stab another, and the officer then fires 4 shots. The teen's family has identified her to local media as Makia Bryant, saying she'd been in foster care.
Fox's Marion Rafferty reports the officer involved is on leave. Former officer Derek Chauvin found guilty of killing George Floyd Tuesday in Minneapolis, where we find Fox's Jeff Paul.
It is calm this early morning after what's been an overwhelmingly peaceful night in the hours following the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. And shortly after Chauvin was found guilty of all 3 counts, he was led away in cuffs.
Chauvin's expected to appeal. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you very much. 57 degrees right now in New York City. Rain, thunderstorms, gusty winds on the way. WABC Early News time is 5:31. I'm Juliet Huddy along with Frank Morano. And coming up, Frankie, in the Jet Set Julia travel update, do you have what it takes to be the next non-professional astronaut? Ooh. Would you ever do that?
That's a good question. I've thought a lot about that, and I think my answer is probably no.
Well, I don't blame you, but I'm going to tell you about an out-of-this-world offer for the adventure junkies out there. But first, let's get back to some headlines.
All right. Well, this is the worst story that I read yesterday, and it has a very, very personal effect on me. Ooh. And the worst story, at least, that doesn't have anything to do with violence or shootings or anything like that. Let me be very clear. But there's some new research that has some very troubling implications. Not getting enough sleep during your middle age years may lead to a higher risk of dementia. A study published yesterday in the journal Nature Communications found people who don't get enough sleep in their 50s and 60s may be more likely to develop dementia later. The large study that goes back to the 1980s found people who reported sleeping 6 hours or less on an average weeknight were about 30% more likely than people who got seven hours of sleep or more. It's not known if getting less sleep may be caused by the early stages of dementia or the cause of dementia. Scientists say the accumulations of proteins associated with Alzheimer's are known to begin 15 to 20 years before people show memory or thinking problems.
Right. I mean, by the way, if you're listening to this show right now, there is a probability that you don't get enough sleep. And this is the interesting thing about that study that you just mentioned. The researchers were looking at the data on roughly like 8,000 adults between the ages, as you said, of 50 to 70, but they tracked them over the course of the last 25 years. So, I mean, this was a pretty significant and pretty well done study. So that's kind of concerning.
Oh, yeah. No, that's for sure.
All righty. Well, as some countries move towards herd immunity, others are beginning to buckle under the strain. In India, the health system reportedly collapsing as a new variant sweeps across the country. This is just, if you see the video, it is like grave diggers, so busy and so desperate for plots that they've resorted to burning victims, like piles of them. Crematorium furnaces, meantime, are literally melting because they're being used 24/7. The country reporting more than 200,000 cases every single day since last week, 20 times as many as 2 months ago. And scientists worry that this new strain that's kind of taking over has already mutated twice. And they're concerned that it could get to the point soon where vaccines won't work on it. So experts say victims are much younger than ever before. And in fact, 2/3 of those who have become infected with these new variants are under the age of 45.
Now, how have the vaccines been doing, as far as we know, in preventing the variants?
I mean, are you talking about specific variants?
Yeah, well, like the South African variant. I mean, do we see any kind of data that indicates you're more or less likely to get that if you have the Moderna versus the Pfizer?
Yeah, they have. And I'm forgetting which one specifically. I'll have to drop the or bring up the articles. But yes, I'm not sure which ones, but the Moderna, the Pfizer have been mentioned as far as we don't seem to be as susceptible to getting these particular strains. If we do get them, they're not going to be as rough, you know, that sort of thing.
All right. Let me ask you a question here, Juliet. Mm-hmm. What is the snobbiest state in the nation?
The snobbiest. I'm going to say Massachusetts. No, I'm going to say Connecticut.
I don't know why you didn't go with your first instinct.
Massachusetts
is the snobbiest state in the nation. This is according to a new survey that bases its rankings on factors including the percentage of the population with a college degree and how much wine each state consumes. The career website Zippia says the Commonwealth is ridiculously more educated than the rest of the country and has a strong appreciation for wine. The other five New England states, as you surmised, are also in the snobby top 10.
Well, really?
Yes.
I would think that... yeah, I mean, the only reason I said Connecticut, and I don't mean to be offensive, is just that I know a lot of people from New Canaan, Darien. It's very fancy, you know, and just was my first thought. But of course, I thought Boston could be a little.
Well, it does make sense. I did hear recently that Mark Simone has been spending a lot of time in Connecticut. He would only spend time in a snobby state.
Why do you hate each other?
Well, it's one-sided, I assure you.
Okay, well, we don't hate this guy, but I will say I'm a little sore after the commentary on my guy, Cal Ripken.
What did he do except play a lot of games?
He's just an awesome person.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's
I'm not
what
talking
he
about person.
He also won the Gold Glove multiple times.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing him to I'm not comparing him to Lou Gehrig.
No,
but,
you can't.
But he has some significant accomplishments in baseball.
Oh, no doubt. But he's not Lou Gehrig.
Right, but nobody is.
Well, no. Okay. Lou Gehrig is not with us anymore. So
yeah. There's no Cal Ripken's disease. Alive.
Stop.
He's not.
Oh, both.
You guys heard that story about Kevin Costner and Cal Ripken?
Yep. I didn't want to bring
it
up. But...
Believe it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know who told me it's true?
Who?
Keith Olbermann. Told me over dinner that it was true.
I don't even know the story. I'm immediately distrustful of it.
Oh, stop it.
Both ways on the Deegan, the ramp to the outbound George Washington Bridge. There was an earlier accident. That has been cleared. Outbound George Washington Bridge at 6th Avenue is disabled in the left lane. Staten Island bound Verrazano again on the upper level. There was some maintenance going on. That continues. We also have problems now on the subways. The Uptown 1, 2, and 3 trains have some delays. Signal problems at Times Square and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7th. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Frank, what are you doing in your business report?
Well, I am going to be talking about the tech giants that are going to be testifying at the Senate App Store hearing.
Oh, exciting. And also in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40, two idyllic islands, one that looks like something out of Raiders of the Lost Ark, the other that looks like a Hollywood movie set, and both are offering incredible incentives to Americans. I'm going to tell you all about that coming up.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
The opening bell rings this morning after stocks dropped again yesterday as an alarming spike in COVID cases worldwide overshadowed strong corporate earnings so far from the first quarter. At the close, the Dow Jones fell 256 points, the S&P lost 28 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 128 points. And legal executives from Spotify and other tech groups will be called as witnesses today at an App Store antitrust hearing involving Google and Apple. A Bloomberg report says a top executive from Google will testify at today's Senate hearing. A Senate subcommittee is investigating Google and Apple over competition issues and complaints from app developers. Witnesses will include executives from Spotify and Match who have complained about rules and fees on app stores. Juliet?
Frank, it is time for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. And you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and information. If you are looking for an out-of-this-world vacation, I have one that is simply unbeatable. A new reality show is looking worldwide for a star that will literally head to the stars. Space Hero is a show where contestants compete for a chance to take a trip to the International Space Station. The mission will be provided by Axiom Space, which has reportedly signed an agreement with NASA. Once the person is chosen, Axiom is going to propose them officially for a space flight to NASA. But, you know, so basically it's really NASA who's giving the yay or nay. But if it's a go, some lucky man or woman will be taking a stellar 10-day trip to space. And you know when you see those pictures, Frank, of the gorgeous resort huts that kind of jut out into the middle of the water?
Yes, love those.
You know, yeah, you can jump from your room's balcony onto the ocean. I mean, like, it's just, ugh. Well, a lot of those shots are taken in the Maldives, which is that archipelago just off the southern tip of India in the Indian Ocean. In fact, it was one of the first countries to fully open to tourists, and they are breaking barriers yet again. Officials there say that they're offering what they call a 3V scheme. Visit, vaccinate, and vacation. You literally arrive and you get a vaccine. Two doses. I'm not sure which vaccine they're giving away, but the only caveat is, and I mean, honestly, it's not a downside.
Let's just hope it's not Johnson & Johnson.
Well, yeah. But it's that you have to stay in the Maldives for several weeks while both of your vaccine doses percolate. So that could be, you know, weeks and weeks. But I mean, hey, again, if you got the money, you got the time. Right now, just over half of the Maldives is vaccinated, and officials say they're not going to move forward with this whole vaccination package until all residents are fully vaccinated first. So I'll keep you posted on that. And it's an often overlooked archipelago just off the coast of Sicily, at least for American tourists. But things could change thanks to a travel scheme concocted by the tourist-hungry island of Malta. The country announced a plan to encourage travelers to stay in hotels starting in June. It's pretty simple. They'll pay you. Every visitor who books a three-night stay will get a discount depending on the price of the hotel. So, for instance, if I booked a five-star property, I'm going to get a discount of about $120 and then on down. You know, if it's a four-star property, it's like, you know, $90. You know what I'm saying? But that's not all. The hotels then will match that amount. So instead of $120, I'm going to get about $240 off of my three-day price. It's not massive, but obviously it is something. And if you go to the smaller island of Gozo, which, I mean, these are all like little kind of, they're islands, but they're all kind of packed together. So it's easy to get from island to island. If you go to the Gozo island, you'll get another 10% off. Things start opening up to tourism on June 1st. And by the way, I've been there and Malta is incredible. I tell people it looks like, I've said this before, it looks like if, Cairo and San Francisco got together and had a little country baby, it would spew out, it would hatch and look like Malta. It is just the coolest place. It was a British Commonwealth. It's where then Princess Elizabeth and Prince Philip spent a couple of years when he was the head of the Navy. I mean, just an awesome place. My husband and I will definitely be going back. In fact, we actually talked about moving there someday. That's how much we loved it.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, I think that we would hate to lose you, but
well, you are going to lose.
I don't know how that would jive with your plans for Venice.
Well, that's the thing. If we can't, if Venice, if there's an issue, if it's too expensive or something like that, we have considered Malta. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Venice is more likely, but you never know.
What's the timetable for this move?
I mean, as soon as humanly possible.
Oh.
Like, when I can retire, I guess, or work from over there. I mean, look, Jet Set Juliet, I mean, that's what I do.
What can we do to keep you here?
Well, I mean, I can come back and visit all the time.
It's not the same.
Ah, sure. No, you'll probably appreciate me a lot more if you don't have to see me every day.
Still, maybe.
Why is Sid not responding to any of this?
I would say that a million cash would keep Juliet here. Million cash.
A million cash would keep me here?
Yes.
No.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Two million cash.
I'm telling you, I'm moving. We are moving overseas.
That's our
dream.
But I don't understand why you can't just vacation there more often.
Because I want to be over there. I want to immerse myself in the lifestyle. I want to be able to, at my little whim, be able to jaunt off to, you know, Paris or to Barcelona.
Why would you want to leave here, though? The dirt, the filth, the homeless, the taxes.
Look, no offense. I've spent 52 years here.
All right. Well, and here's what you'd really miss: sports with Sid Rosenberg.
Yes, you would, because in Venice, you're not going to get Yankee scores the next morning. You'll get soccer scores, but not Yankee scores. Yankees did snap their 5-game losing streak last night, beat the Braves 3-1, much needed win for the Yanks. They're still 6-10 and still in last place inside the American League East. The Mets, they lose identical score 3-1 yesterday in Chicago to the Cubbies. Jake Arrieta improves to 3-1 for the Cubs. The Mets, though, are still in first place atop the NL East, a game and a half better than the Phillies in the early going. NBA last night, break up the Knicks. This is unbelievable. They won again. They've now won 7 straight games. They are 5 games over 500. They're the 5 seed in the East. 24 for R.J. Barrett. A double-double for Julius Randle. Here was Derrick Rose talking Knicks postseason.
Of course, you want the fourth spot, but we got to take it every day, every practice, every shoot around. The game, whoever we play against, is a big game because we play them next. And just not look ahead, just stay in the present.
Nets won, too. They beat the Pelicans 134-129. No Kevin Durant, no James Harden. No problem. Kyrie Irving set the pace with 32, 24 from Joe Harris. The Nets are now 20 games over 500 and just a half a game behind the 76ers for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. The Rangers' playoff push took a huge step backwards last night. The Islanders cleaned their clocks. 6-1 the final score. Here's Ranger coach David Quinn after that lousy effort.
Just weren't playing the way we needed to play if we were going to have a chance tonight. I thought we were sloppy. I thought we were too high risk. Weren't playing fast enough. And obviously once Troops went out, our level of play dropped even more.
The Devils are officially eliminated from postseason play despite a comeback last night. They lost 7-6 to the Penguins. And folks, 8 days away from the NFL draft. The football Giants have the number 11 pick in the first round. The Jets, they pick number 2, and they're expected to take BYU quarterback Zach Wilson to replace Sam Darnold, who was traded to Carolina a couple of weeks ago. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:47, let's check in with Joe Nolan, who's got all the traffic you need to know about getting to work.
Well, we've got problems on the New England Thruway, Frank, up around the area of Fenimore Road. They're picking up the construction there from the overnight, and that is causing some pretty significant delays in both directions. Stop dead. So if you're heading that way, just allow a lot of extra time. Now, we do have problems on the subways. The Uptown 1, 2, and 3 trains, they have delays. Signal problems at Times Square. The R is on the F and the Q, and there are delays on the N trains. There is a stall between Lexington Avenue and Queensboro Plaza. And alternate side again today is in effect. This report is a service of DEA Take Back Day. Your unused or expired prescriptions could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them clean and keep them out of sight. But Cal, so you can take them back Saturday, April 24th. To find a collection site near you, visit DEATakeBackDay.com. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thanks, Joe. Oh, it's going to be a lousy day today. We're going to have scattered thunderstorms during the morning, and then they'll get all over the, basically more widespread throughout the afternoon, plus some gusty winds. From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, yeah, up to about 66 degrees today for a high, but watch out for those gusty winds. Those could be trouble. By tomorrow, things are going to look pretty nice. We'll have a mix of cloud and suns, but unfortunately, the temperature is going to drop way down to 52. I guess that's not so bad. I mean, I'll take that. Friday, things will be looking really good. We're going to jump back up to 65 degrees, lots of sun. pretty light wind, so it's not going to be too crazy as far as wind gusts go. By Saturday, we should get up to 67, a mix of sun and clouds, and the winds will settle down. We may have some rain on Sunday, but I'll keep you posted on that one. In the meantime, the current temperature in New York City is 57 degrees, Frank.
All right. Quite a bit happening all over the country, including in California. A California family can sleep easier after finding out a suspected home intruder wasn't even a person. Yana Sidnor told KOVR-TV she was woken up at 1 in the morning by crashing noises downstairs. Once police kicked down their home's door, they discovered the suspect was actually the owner's robot vacuum cleaning the floors. Sidnor says her son decided to use the vacuum for the first time in 2 years to avoid doing chores.
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
It is funny.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, if you're like me, you're constantly losing your keys. But we're in luck. Apple has just unveiled their long-awaited cure for clueless key holders like me. It's called AirTags, and it'll help users find missing items by tracking the item through the Find My app. The announcement came out during the company's big Spring Loaded event. AirTags is basically, it's like a little device, and it you can attach it to items that are important to you, like keys or even your wallet, and then you pair it with your Find My app, and voila, a lost item is lost no more. You can grab the tiny tag for $29 or buy a 4-pack for $99. That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah,
I have had to spend hundreds of dollars reproducing car keys that I've lost, and it is no picnic in order to do that. So
no, it's a pain in the neck.
I'm a prime customer for that. All right. Well, a woman in Kansas is now reunited with some photos from her childhood thanks to a stranger and Facebook. Robin Philly told WNKY-TV she found old family photos inside a cookbook while thrift shopping. She ended up sharing the photos online, and within a day, she was able to find the little girl in the 20-year-old photos. Haley London said she was able to identify herself in the photos because the handwriting on the back matched her grandmother's. It turns out London's grandmother was the one who donated the cookbook.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. You hear so many crazy stories about people being tracked down through social media, mainly through Facebook.
Yep.
All right, so right-wing lightning rod Ted Nugent may have been feeling lousy, but the diehard Trumper is not backing down. Nugent just revealed to his fans that he had COVID, and apparently it was a pretty bad experience for him. He called it a cluster you-know-what, to be exact. Funny enough, the 72-year-old has spent the last year denying the virus even existed. He called it a leftist scam and not a real pandemic. During his Facebook Live video, he referred to the virus with an Asian slur, and he insisted he would not get the vaccine because, quote, nobody knows what's in it.
A World War II-era artillery shell is now out of the Grand River in Michigan. Ryan McCollum told WOOD-TV he was magnet fishing in Grand Rapids when his cousin pulled out the shell. McCollum said the bomb squad came to make sure the 2-foot-long metal object wasn't active, and after clearing it for safety, the bomb squad took it for further investigation. There's no word on how or why it might have ended up in the river.
Frank, I know that someday you and Rachel are probably going to have kids. Start hatching your own. Do you want to raise a little Billy Gates?
Would I name him?
Like somebody who becomes like a Bill Gates, or maybe a little cutie Kimmy Kardashian.
Well, I mean, I would like him or her to be a billionaire. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No. Well, one website says your kid's potential to be a billionaire or a bazillionaire is formed before he or she is even born. HushHush.com just released their list of top names to most likely become extraordinarily rich when they grow up. They looked, and this is their big study. They looked at names on billionaire lists and in some of the world's wealthiest families, and they found the most common name among the world's top 500 richies are, can you guess the number one name for men?
I'll go ahead with William.
No.
What is it?
John.
Oh.
Can you guess the second name for men?
I'll say again, William.
David.
David.
Yeah. Mary and Judith, or Marie and Judy for girls. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
Marie and Judy. Frank, Sid, Christian, Gabrielle, Juliet, Chad, we're not on the list. So sorry, but I'll post the list so you can see if yours is on my Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV.
Well, there goes my, I guess actually that would reinforce my first choice for a name for our unborn child if we have one.
Which would be?
John Catsimatidis Morano.
Oh, my God. And you'll, of course, make him your godfather, the godfather of the child.
Juliet, he is a leader in the Greek Orthodox Church.
Yes.
When it doesn't matter that Rachel and I are not members of the Orthodox Church, we would like that kind of a person to be godfather to young John Catsimatidis Morano.
Somebody with strong morals.
That's right.
Yes. I'm done with my story now.
Taco Bell says they're going to give their single-use hot sauce packets a spicier Second Life that doesn't involve a landfill. Listen to this. The fast food chain announced it's partnering with recycling company TerraCycle to recycle the packets after they've been squeezed dry. Taco Bell noted the initiative is a first in the quick service restaurant industry and starts later this year. Officials say more than 8 billion packets are used in the U.S. each year, but are currently not recyclable.
Mm. Well, unfortunately, the weather gods have spoken. And obviously, since I said unfortunately, you know where this is going as far as how bad it's going to be this summer. The answer, brutal. June through August are going to be particularly rough in the western United States and the central part of our country. La Nina is that weather condition, and apparently it cools the water in the eastern Pacific Ocean, and that creates some sort of domino effect across the country. I obviously didn't major in meteorology, so I don't really understand this, but apparently La Nina has something to do with the fact that we're going to have really, really, really hot temperatures over the summer.
All right, at 5:57, somebody that does not allow the weather to affect his traffic predictions is the god of the Gowanus, the one and only Joe Nolan.
Well, speaking of which, the Gowanus very heavy and slow now as you start to come up through Industry City. Again, some earlier issues there. And then north of the Manhattan Bridge on the BQE, an accident. So that's going to cause some problems, certainly, as we get going here. Both ways on the hutch, right up by that drawbridge at the city line, there are delays because the drawbridge is open for a boat. Now, the subways, the Uptown 1, 2, and 3, there are delays, signal problems at Times Square. Also, southbound R trains are on the F and the Q line. Also, there is no N service. This because of a stall between Lexington Avenue and Queensboro Plaza. And alternate side again today is in effect. This report of service of Indeed.com. Trouble hiring? Time to shift gears with Indeed. They go beyond the resume with over 135 skill tests that help candidates show their abilities on things like computer proficiency or customer service. Indeed skill tests reduce hiring time by 27% on average. Visit Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. 67 degrees as a high today. It sounds nice, but unfortunately we're going to have thunderstorms throughout the morning. And they may start to subside during the afternoon, but it's not looking like that. There's might be a little peak where you're not going to have the weather too rough, but unfortunately, I think it's going to be pretty lousy for much of the day. And these storms will contain strong, gusty winds. The temperatures will drop tonight down to the low 30s. By tomorrow, we're only going to get up to 52 degrees, but we will have some sun along with a mixture of clouds. By Friday, nice. Sunshine, some clouds, high near 65 degrees. And Saturday's looking pretty nice, too, 68 degrees and a mix of sun and clouds. And currently the temperature in New York City is 57 degrees.
And we have a whole lot more news coming your way. We'll tell you all about what's happening locally and nationally, including the ramifications of this verdict in the Derek Chauvin case. Sid Rosenberg has sports. Both the Mets and Yankees were in action yesterday. Rain is on the way. How bad will it be? Juliet will tell you. And how much did you lose in the stock market yesterday? I'll tell you about that. And we have a whole lot of other news coming your way, including the incredible story of a New York City mayoral candidate doing something pretty interesting, and the secret weapon behind boosting Jeopardy's ratings.
Also, I'm going to tell you about Danny Masterson. Remember him from that 70s show?
Yeah.
Man, he is in big trouble, and he's blaming Leah Remini, who, you know her. She's the actress. She was a former Scientologist, and it all has to do with her documentary about Scientology. It's a really interesting story. So we'll talk about that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, but we're also going to head to get some news headlines nationally and locally as well.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. The middle of the week is here, and we are happy to guide you through it with all the latest news you need to know. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frankie. I'm Juliet Huddy, and we have a little more information on the Chauvin guilty verdict, kind of where things are standing now and where they're headed. Also talking about the three remaining officers that are charged in that murder. They're going to be going up for trial in the near future, too, so we'll talk about that. And a little update on, as I told you, Danny Masterson, the actor who has been charged with rape.
Hmm. Let me bring this to your attention in terms of those of you that are also Jeopardy fans. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers helped bring some eyeballs to the TV during his stint as Jeopardy guest host. A number of reports yesterday said ratings jumped 14%.
Wow.
With Rodgers at the podium. His episodes did far better than Dr. Oz, but were not as good as Ken Jennings' time as guest host. Rodgers had a 5.6 rating compared to Jennings' 6.2 and Dr. Oz's 5.2.
Huh. Who do you think should be the new
You know, host? So I'll be honest. I heard rave reviews about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
He did it the week that I was away on vacation.
Mm.
So I actually didn't see him. So I can't speak to that. I think it's so far the worst that I've seen is Anderson Cooper.
I heard you talking about that. You said he was very self-absorbed.
Yeah, and he's giving inaccurate information when he's supposed to be giving trivia. And the one person that I really wish they would give an opportunity to, and so far there are 250,000 people online that agree with me, is LeVar Burton from Roots and Reading Rainbow and Star Trek Next Generation. And he really wants to do it, and I can't understand why he hasn't been given at least an opportunity to guest host.
Well, I've got to be honest with you. I don't know where my invitation is. It's a little crazy to me. It's a little crazy.
Well, hey, I think you'd be a fine guest host.
Oh, I would be. You're right. Let's go to Traffic on the Sevens with Joe Nolan.
You'd be great at it. I think you would.
I tell myself that all the time.
I think you'd be great at it. Inbound Gowanus BQE extra heavy just north of the Manhattan Bridge, an accident that continues. Now, both ways on the Hutch, that drawbridge there is open for a boat. So, obviously, when it's open for a boat, cars can't go over it. So, you've got delays both ways. Now, big subway trouble. Oh, excuse me. No northbound N trains, actually in both directions, between Lexington Avenue and Queensboro Plaza, and the southbound R trains are on the F and the Q from 36th Street to 57th, 7th Avenue. A stalled work train, so that's a big deal. And then also the Uptown 1, 2, and 3, they're going to be delayed because of signal problems at Times Square, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, sir. And by the way, news is being sponsored by Cars for Kids. I love those commercials now. Cars for Kids.
I've always liked them.
You know what? They used to make me crazy because I would just listen, think they would be in my ear all day, but I have fallen back in love with them. And by the way, if your old car is giving you problems, why not donate it? 877 Cars with a K for Kids. Call it right now. 877 Cars for Kids today. Let's get into some headlines, Frank.
Well, there's relief in New York City because of the guilty verdict in the murder trial of a former Minneapolis police officer. Scores of peaceful demonstrators took to the streets last night. They marched from Times Square to Union Square, while another group gathered at the Barclays Center and then marched to Grand Army Plaza. The jury yesterday found former officer Derek Chauvin guilty of murder and manslaughter for kneeling on George Floyd's neck during an arrest last May, resulting in his death.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot about this, but the question is, what happens now? Right now, it's going to be up to the judge to decide his ultimate fate. But in the meantime, Chauvin is heading for a maximum security facility and is placed on suicide watch. The security facility is Oak Park Heights. It's Minnesota's only maximum security prison. It holds around 500 of the most dangerous inmates in the country, and authorities say Chauvin will be under close watch, not just because of concerns that he may harm himself, but also because he is in there with 500 of the worst people on the planet. And obviously, prisons aren't great places for guys who just left a career as a police officer, especially the way things went down. So they're concerned about his safety. Meantime, folks watching the verdict were kind of wondering, what's that scribble on his hands when he was being handcuffed? You could kind of see that there was this blue pen or black pen. Well, reports, you know, they zoomed into it, and apparently it wasn't a message or anything to anybody. It was his lawyer's phone number.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And in terms of the situation involving Latinos in this country, Latino lawyers are now demanding the feds investigate the deadly police shooting of a 13-year-old boy in Chicago. They say they can't wait another month or another year, adding they can't trust the police department to investigate itself. The group is also pushing for stronger policies regarding chases and clearer training guidelines. Body camera video footage shows Adam Toledo appearing to drop a gun and raise his hands less than a second before he was shot.
2021 looking a lot like the 90s, at least if you looked at the new Apple products unveiled in their spring loaded event yesterday. They have put color back into their devices. You've got a posh new purple colored iPhone 12, plus the new iMac computers. They kind of harken back to those, what did the iMac 3s, I think, that had the big bubble butt, you know, all the rainbow colored shades. Really, really nice. And also these new iMac computers have a FaceTime HD camera, studio quality mics, 6-speaker sound system. People are really excited about this. And also they're excited about the iMac being the first to come with Touch ID, so you can log in, make purchases, switch profiles. Really, really easy. You could start the ordering on Friday, and Apple expects to start shipping the second half of May.
President Biden is not committing to sign or veto a bill to federally legalize marijuana if it arrives on his desk. His press secretary says he supports decriminalizing pot at the federal level and believes it should be legalized for medical use, but he feels it should be up to states on whether to approve it for recreational use. So far, 17 states have done just that.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention, I forgot to mention this about the Chauvin case. You know, there are those three remaining officers that have been charged. They are going on trial in August. The three are scheduled for a joint trial, and apparently it will get underway. Well, at least it's scheduled to get underway August 23rd. They were all fired after Floyd's death. They were also arrested. They've remained free on $750,000 bail each. And the charges specifically are aiding and abetting second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. But the state's attorney general's office is going to try to add a third-degree murder charge against them at a hearing, which is scheduled for the end of May.
Do you think the conviction of Derek Chauvin makes a conviction in that case more or less likely, or is there no difference?
I actually don't think it makes it more likely. I think that people looked at that and just said, why did these guys not do anything? But they weren't the ones to kill him. So I don't know that it's, I don't know that people are going to look at it that way. I think they might be more forgiving to these guys. Hmm. Who knows, though?
Well, China's President Xi Jinping will attend the U.S. Virtual Climate Summit. Thursday's summit will be the first meeting between the Chinese leader and President Joe Biden. Last month, U.S. and Chinese officials held high-level in-person talks in Anchorage, Alaska, which yielded no diplomatic breakthroughs. However, the nations are the world's two largest greenhouse gas emitters and share a common interest in climate change. President Biden has invited dozens of world leaders to the two-day summit.
We have a royal alert and a happy birthday to Queen Elizabeth II, who turns 95 today. Also, just FYI, apparently Prince Harry has returned home to Montecito, California, with his wife and little Archie after flying to the funeral. He is believed to have flown into LAX on American Airlines, and he arrived in Los Angeles yesterday afternoon. He was seen leaving the private terminal after the plane landed, and so obviously he is missing the Queen's birthday. I'm not sure she's having a big party. Meantime, there was a security scare at Windsor. And remember, Queen Elizabeth actually had somebody break in and get so far in that the guy was actually sitting on her bed. This was years ago. But a woman, 44-year-old woman, claimed to be engaged to Prince Andrew. She got into his house. Apparently, these guards, I don't know what they were smoking, or perhaps they were drunk. I don't know. But apparently, they were impressed by her polished appearance. They actually paid her cab fare and allowed her to walk around the grounds for 20 minutes, thinking that she was, I mean, I don't know what they could have possibly been thinking, but she was originally arrested on suspicion of burglary before being sectioned under the UK's Mental Health Act, and obviously a security review has been launched.
Wow.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I can't. That's quite a royal alert.
Thank you.
Yes.
I thought so.
Well, 6:15, time to get a sporting alert from the one and only Sid Rosenberg.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. We'll start with the Yankees. Man, did they need a win last night, and they got it. The combination of Jameson Taillon and four shutout innings from the bullpen, a Gio Urshela home run, and the Yankees got past the Braves 3-1. Again, they needed the win badly, and the skipper, Aaron Boone, he knew that.
You know, at the end of the day, it's about shaking hands and being a part of something that a lot of people had a hand in. I felt that way tonight. So it's definitely nice to get it going, you know, against obviously a tough opponent and a really tough pitcher on the mound for them.
Yankees improved to 6-10. They've got the Braves again today. The Mets, he's not as lucky at Wrigley yesterday. Got shut down by Arrieta. He's now 3-1 for the Cubs. Cubs beat the Mets by a final score of 3-1. Mets are now 7-5, but remain atop the NL East, a game and a half better than Joe Girardi's Philadelphia Phillies. NBA last night, the Nets, another win, 134-129 over the Pelicans. This despite not having Kevin Durant or James Harden, but Kyrie Irving threw in 32, Joe Harris 24, and the Nets now are just a half a game behind the 76ers for the top spot inside the Eastern Conference. The Knicks, break them up, folks. This is an unbelievable story. They win again. The Knicks have now won seven straight. They're five games over 500. They're the five seed in the East. They beat the Hornets 109-97, 24 for R.J. Barrett, a double-double for Julius Randle. The Knicks continue to win. Rangers playoff push took a bad step last night. They got blown out by the Islanders 6-1. Here's Josh Bailey of the Isles after the win.
Yeah, they're all big. I think tonight for sure, Rangers have been playing really well and keep finding a way to climb up the standings. So we wanted to do our best to push them back down. And all in all, good overall win tonight.
With the win, the Islanders tie the Washington Capitals atop the Eastern Division. The Devils have been mathematically eliminated already. Despite the comeback last night, they lost 7-6 to the Penguins, and the Devils are done. And folks, 8 days from tonight, day one of the 2021 NFL Draft, the football Giants set to pick number 11. The Jets, they'll pick number 2, and it looks like they'll take BYU quarterback Zach Wilson to replace Sam Darnold, who they traded to the Panthers about 2 weeks ago. Sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
And at 6:17, let's check in with Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the 7s. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Frank. Morning, everybody. If you're traveling inbound on the Gowanus BQE, bumper to bumper now, from the Belt to Hamilton Avenue and then from Cadman Plaza up to the Manhattan Bridge. There's an accident up there in the left lane. It's still in the process of being cleared up and out of the way. Now, we're also going to be looking at delays out on the subway, some pretty extensive ones. There is no end service between Lexington Avenue and Queensboro Plaza. The downtown R trains are on the F and the Q from 36th Street in Queens to 57th and 7th. That because of a stalled work train. Also, still delays on the Uptown 1, 2, and 3 trains. Signal problems at Times Square. And alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect. This report, service of LifeLock. Identity thieves love tax forms with your personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Promo code RISK. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thanks, Joe. Frank, what are you doing in your business report coming up momentarily?
Venmo and Ooh. Cryptocurrency.
Oh, I love Venmo. It's so convenient. I hope this is not bad news. For your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center forecast, we've got a pretty lousy forecast for today, up to 67 degrees, but scattered thunderstorms this morning, mainly cloudy during the afternoon with possible thunderstorms likely. I'm going to say that you should probably prepare for the day to just be a wash. And we will have some seriously gusty winds. The temps are then going to pummel down to 36 degrees tonight, but by tomorrow it'll get up to the 50s, low 50s. We'll have clouds and sun. Probably get a little bit cloudier during the day. Sunshine on Friday, temps up to about 65 degrees. Saturday also looking really nice, right around 70 degrees. And currently the temperature in New York City is 57 degrees.
As promised, the opening bell rings this morning after stocks dropped again yesterday, the Dow Jones falling 256 points, the S&P lost 28 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 128 points. Venmo users can now buy and sell Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. PayPal's mobile payment app is letting its users invest in four different digital currencies effective immediately. More than 70 million people use the app, and it's most popular among younger Americans. PayPal's been ramping up its ability to store and trade digital tokens. Last month, it spent $200 million to purchase Curve, a startup that helps clients store their cryptocurrencies securely. Speaking of cryptocurrency, the Dogecoin high did not last very long. The meme-based digital currency closed down 15.4% after a wild trading session yesterday. A hashtag-fueled surge drove Dogecoin's market capitalization to more than $50 billion before a slump dropped it roughly $45 billion to close at 33 cents. Dogecoin fans using the hashtags Dogedoy and Dogedoy420, referring to the unofficial April 20th celebration of marijuana, posted memes, messages, and videos on Twitter and TikTok yesterday.
Very, very interesting, Frank. Thank you. And also incredibly interesting is our pal Sid Rosenberg, who always tells us fascinating things about his upcoming show.
I don't know.
And
about
it's
that.
Time now, Sid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's time.
Yeah. Wish I had something really fascinating for you today. I just don't. I think we're going to do what every news talk show in the country is going to do today, and that is break down this Derek Chauvin verdict from Minnesota yesterday. We'll have a bunch of attorneys on, including my good buddy from Poly Prep, famed defense attorney, not Arthur Idala, but Joe Tacopina. And we'll talk about this this thing. I mean, this was all the news yesterday. I mean, even for me, I actually left the park on a beautiful 75 sunny degree day to go home and watch the verdict at about 5 o'clock. That's a whole other story, by the way. You can't just go watch the verdict. You have to sit through 30 minutes. Oh. I mean,
exactly.
Come on.
They said it was going to be 5 o'clock, and it was pretty much right at 5, wasn't it?
It was, but I came up about 4:30, and I just wanted to hear, like, I'm Judge Jeanine, terrific, judges and lawyers, just give me what you think is going to happen. When reporters start to give their eye on the scene, it's no longer a bipartisan television show, and I couldn't go anywhere just to get the verdict. I just want the verdict. Tell me what's going on. And when it happened,
I was fine with it. Social media.
Well, social media is even worse. I mean, Juliet, yesterday I'm coming back from the gym, and there you are doing a terrific job defending our relationship because you and I are legitimately good friends.
Yeah, I know. All these people.
What is the matter with these people?
I don't know.
And mind your own business. Like, live your life. Stop worrying about what Sid's doing, what Frank's doing, what Juliet's doing. Go to work. Live your life.
Oh, no.
Shut up.
Well, those people are not on social media. I'll be very clear. I have a whole Facebook group dedicated to people that study every minute of every show that I'm involved with and can tell you everything that's wrong with every one of those shows.
What's wrong with it?
Starting with me.
What about what's really good?
That never happens.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but people go on to sort of vent their anger and frustration, and I would say most of the time it really is nothing personal. They're just venting at you. I mean, if they got to know you, they'd be like, "Oh, he's awesome." You know, if they got to know me, they'd be like, "She's funny." But it's, you know, but they don't. So they think that they do, and they think that we're just, I'm some wild leftist, or you're some wild righty. You know, and it becomes this. We become caricatures of ourselves in these people's minds.
Well, I think you're being overly nice. I tend to like people, but I think most people, even driving to work right now, are so mired in mediocrity that if, God forbid, you have even a little success, they are so envious and jealous. And God forbid they should work harder to maybe enjoy some of the success that we have earned. Instead, it's, no good, no good, no good. Like, it's okay to be like everybody else. Not everybody is better like we are. What?
Well, I love the people that have no profile, no profile picture, but they just attack you for your looks, or they call you a hag or a has-been. It's like, well, I'm sorry, where do you work and what have you done in your life?
They either have no profile picture, Juliet, or they got a picture of a dog or a bird or a cat, right? And they're attacking Julian. They go, Sid, when are you going to work on your legs? I go, I'll work on my legs when I see what your upper body looks like. Okay? Tough guy? But that's where we are. So, and
that's,
I have a bunch of pet peeves today, too. Besides that, I've got other pet peeves. I turned 54. I'm finding I'm upset about a lot of stuff.
Like what? What's number one?
Oh, Keurigs.
Keurigs?
I'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
Keurigs.
Wow. I have something that you will not be upset about.
What's that?
The demolition crews have finally started to pull down Jeffrey Epstein's Palm Beach estate.
Ooh.
So, you know, they had this developer go in. We weren't really sure quite what was going to happen. Todd Michael Glazer, his name is. He bought it for $18.5 million. So he's going to completely raise it. And he's replacing it with a 14,000 square foot Art Modern home.
I will take both of you back in time to 24 hours ago this minute when I asked Sid Hollywood Rosenberg how he thought the day was going to unfold in terms of the Derek Chauvin trial. Let's compare the predictions that took place on this show yesterday to what actually happened.
What do you think we'll find out by Friday?
No, I think it could be.
I think we may have a verdict today.
Today?
Yeah. Maybe.
What do you think?
I mean, he, as you said, I think he's going to be guilty of something.
Right.
But I think there's just so much pressure to convict. I'm not sure that they'll view manslaughter as being sufficient.
Nostradamus.
Come on.
Look at you.
Got the day and the guiltiness.
You did.
So.
You should have won big money in Vegas on that.
What can we buy you? What can we do to show our appreciation and worship of you, Frank?
Well, I don't know. Whatever Joe Nolan is drinking right now sounds pretty good. Do you hear? I
mean, what?
Joe was sighing over whatever he was drinking.
Oh.
It was looked pretty good.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
All right. Well, that is about it for us this morning. And I guess I will do this again tomorrow, Juliet?
I'm definitely going to do it. Yeah. And I'm going to be there bright and early. With Tanya, I think, is she coming in tomorrow?
She is, yeah. I'm looking forward to chatting with her. A lot of people were remarking about Derek Chauvin's eyes and his body language at the moment that the verdict was read yesterday. So I'm looking forward to breaking down her analysis of his body language because, as we heard on this show yesterday, she is a real expert.
Yes, don't be fooled by any of these other wannabe body language experts. She is the one. There's one particular person who was basically her protege, and she's turned out to be this little monster. Tanya Ryman is the one. That's all I have to say.
All right.
Joe.
The Bernie and Sid Show are next, but first, here is Joe Nolan with traffic.